Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing We Fall Down, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Answer is Closer Than You Think, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 5.
chapter 6. You know, life at times seems to be a constant struggle, doesn't it? Especially in these days in which we're living this. Seems to be times, and life at times brings us loneliness, and it brings us a place of rejection. Life at times kind of leaves us feeling in a position. The world has told us that we're worthless and we have no value. Life at times can bring conflict in the home where there's difficulty and struggle, and parents and kids are going through some times and challenges in their life. Life at times can cause you sometimes to even wonder if God really cares. I've had people tell me, "Preacher, if there really is a God." And I've just gone through this tremendous trial or struggle or problem or whatever it may have been. You know, where's God in all of this? I promise you, He's there. He's there. If you'll look closely, somewhere, as the songwriter wrote, you'll see Jesus standing. And there He's got His arms around you. You don't even feel it and don't even recognize it. You know, life sometimes will even push you to the point that you'll feel like grabbing the white towel and throwing it in the circle and giving up. And in these days in which we're living, I tell you, it's very easy to do that and to have that mentality. But, you know, you look at all these things, and I could go through another list of things today. But looking at all this, so where are you when it comes to endurance? Where are you? Are you one in a wind of doubt or difficulty or problem or pain or situation or whatever life throws at us? And if anybody told you when you got saved all your problems were going to be gone and melt away, they told you a lie. Because Christians have problems just like everybody else has problems. But aren't you glad this morning that we got a place to take our problems? Aren't you glad that we got a problem solver on our hands? Aren't you glad that we got one we can look to, trust in, and know that He never fails? That He's always there? Hallelujah. You know, from the past couple of weeks, I've been dealing somewhat with this issue of God being a promise keeper, and had His pages are filled with promise after promise. As a matter of fact, I've never gone through and literally counted how many promises, but I've been told that there are over 3,000 promises in the pages of God's Word. That's pretty awesome, because those promises are all applicable to you and I. We can receive the promises of God. But there are conditions of receiving it. Even to the point that if you will come to God, I'm glad He said He will in no wise cast you out. I'm glad He offers salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I'm glad I am saved today. I am so glad I'm born again. I've been listening to all the dialogue and rhetoric that's been going on in the political world. I've been listening to what has been happening economically. I've been watching what's been happening morally. I've been seeing all the things that this world basically is hurling and throwing at us. And boy, I tell you, every day, Ken, it makes me glad I'm a born-again Christian. It makes me glad that I'm blood-washed. Amen. Richard, I'm glad I'm a child of the King. And I'm glad what God's given me and put in me, nobody can take out of me. And I'm glad I've been delivered, redeemed, washed in the blood, name written in heaven. And one day I'm going to see that great land and that great city that God has prepared. But until I get there, I'm not going to give up, throw in the towel and quit. And I'll tell you, the devil knows what it takes to take your rubber band and stretch it. But you know what? A rubber band's no value until it's stretched anyway. If you think about it, the rubber band laying there on the table and in your desk drawer or whatever, it's of no value until you stretch it. Until you put some pressure on it. And that's what it's called using it, utilization. You know, God will use that in your life if you'll let Him do it. And today He wants to work in your life, but you've got to be willing to let Him work. So realizing this today, God is a promise keeper. And to us who believe, the promises of God then become a treasure chest of the unsearchable riches that God has. You know, it's hard to really discern what those unsearchable riches are until you open the treasure chest. You've got to get in the book so the book can get in you. You got to study the Word of God. You got to live the Word of God. You got to speak the Word of God. The Word of God has got to become everything that you're about. I mean, it becomes consuming. I mean, that you're so consumed with the Word of God, when the devil throwing everything at you, including the pots and the pans and even the kitchen sink, thank God you got a shield of faith that protects you. Amen. That's the Word of God. When the devil's coming with an onslaught of opposition and difficulty and trouble and pain, hallelujah, you pull the sword out of its sheath. And hallelujah, if God then be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Think about the possibility that we have contained in the glorious treasure chest of God's Word. Then there is that unspeakable joy that is for the person today who knows how to search out. Amen. And really to find those nuggets of gold that are contained throughout the pages of God's gold mine called His Word. Amen. See, you're a lot richer than you thought you were. You're looking at your bank account and saying, oh my. You better look at your heavenly bank account and say, praise God. Amen. Because you got something here today that cannot be shaken nor removed. This is settled in heaven. God has already proclaimed it. God has already written it. God already wants to perform it in your life. Amen. So realizing this today, the promises of God are what we could call the Magna Carta today of our spiritual freedom. And see, God will work in your life if you'll just simply let Him do it. Hallelujah. Let me give you some points here. One today, God has promised peace in the midst of the storms of life. Peace I leave with you, Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, when the winds of adversity are blowing in our lives today and the night is dark, it is Jesus that proclaims, be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Your sins are forgiven you. He's overcome the world. Listen today, friend. You can be of good cheer because today you've got a God who's put His peace within your being today. Amen. Not only that, God has promised today to be a great physician. Amen. Jeremiah said of the Lord, for I will restore health to you and I will heal you. Praise the Lord. That means we've got a great physician today that can take care of our every need. If you've got a physical need today, I'm glad this great physician, the healer of heaven, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is our healer, with His stripes we're healed. He's in this house right now. You didn't have to make an appointment. Hallelujah. And the bill's already been paid. In full at Calvary by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God He not only will blot out your transgressions, He will heal, as David said in Psalm 103, all your diseases. Amen. So I know doctors today tell us, well, you got and you're going to get and you're going to have to this and you're going to have to that. But Jesus said, you're healed. See, you got to start speaking the Word of God against your issues of life, your healing that you need. I happen to believe today that God can heal your body. God can heal your soul. God can heal your mind. God can heal your relationships. God, see, He's just not limited today to just saving you. Today, He can take care of everything in your life. And He can even take care of your relationships. If your home needs healing, He can heal your home. If your mind is all messed up, mixed up, and all torn apart, He can heal your mind. If your children are all messed up today, He can heal them. Y'all hung up on drugs and everything else, He can heal you. Praise God. If you got an alcohol addiction, He can heal you. If you've got anything going on in your life, He can heal you. I believe this great healer is here right now. I believe He just wants to take and move something on somebody today. I believe He wants to touch you by His power. I believe He wants to heal you with His grace. Amen.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.